comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can. I'm gonna give you what
you need. Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
I'm going to start today's show off by saying, fuck Mormons. I can't figure out which is worse, Mormons or Amish. I have to fucking live next to the Amish. I could drive 10 minutes down the street and see a fucking horse and buggy. Amish are completely worthless. I'm trying to figure out which is worse. What do you think?
I think
they're both the worst.
That's Kano. Ryan G looks like Kano from Mortal Kombat. I think it's awesome. Let me give him some foil.
Get over here.
When I flew into Salt Lake, I just flew in from Bangkok, Thailand with a broken down Lambo. I was so pissed as it is. It was broken down. We stopped in Japan to refuel in Sapporo, Japan. Then we refueled in Anchorage, Alaska. Then we finally got to Salt Lake and I had a broken down Lambo. So it was all I wanted was a nice cold beer. No! You can't get them in fucking Salt Lake because they're all Mormons and the only thing you can get is a beer with 3% alcohol.
Yeah.
That's half the beer. And you have to order French fries every time you get one. It was so worthless. And then I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going up to my room to rent some porn. It was the tamest, mellowest porn. There's all they showed was facial reactions from the girls and the guys. You couldn't see any skin. I seriously was flicking channels. I was better off jerking off to a tennis match, a girl tennis match, and I was hoping to get an up the skirt shot. Oh, that's how worthless Mormons are. If you're a Mormon, call 877 Pornbag to defend yourself because you're worthless, and I'll know it's you because you're calling from Salt Lake.
I liked when you said facial.
But they could have 15 wives though, yeah. And the wives can't have 15 husbands. Like only the dudes can have 15 wives. Like they're just going around like. And the girls can't even like pleasure themselves when how does the dude hump 15 girls in one day?
Watch that show.
They gotta be miserable, dude.
Not in one day.
They got that show on cable now.
Well, it should be every other day or once every 3 days. Like, how would you feel if you were a girl and it's just like, all right, Erica, see you later. I'm going to go bang out Allison now. All right, Allison, see you later. I'm going to go bang out Rebecca now. All right, see you later,
surprised.
Rebecca. I'm going to go bang out. Like, don't they get pissed? They have to. And if they don't, they're stupid.
Do they inbred, too? Like,
they probably do all that because they're fucking stupid. Mormons are the worst. No, Amish are the worst.
Yeah,
Amish have no electricity. It's 2006! Plug in a fucking light! They're still rubbing two sticks together trying to light a candle so they can read a book before they go to bed. Fucking get some electricity. It's 2006. People are flying all over the country. They're still fucking sitting in the woods building houses with their bare hands. Get a fucking bobcat. Get a bulldozer. You'll put one up in fucking 2 days. They spend 2 years.
And they still have horses that pull them around.
Hey, so if you're Amish, call in and defend yourself.
Oh, Amish don't even have a fucking telephone.
That's how worthless they are.
Send a hawk with a note. God. And then they have those horse and buggies. And not only do they suck so bad, we have to like wait. Because Route 30 is 30. Just one, two lanes. So we have to sit there and wait to pass a horse and buggy. It takes them 2 hours to get to Lancaster when they could just buy a Honda for 10 grand and get there in 20 minutes.
Don't you know their whole scam, what their scam is? The horse and buggies are just hoping to give you a flat when you swerve around, so then you'll be forced to stop in and eat their shoe fly pie and get nice and warm at one of their quilts. That's the whole scam. That's why they're running buggies up and down 30 all day.
Yeah, no, Mormons suck hard because we toured through there before and they... We try to get beer, and it was...
I don't think it's so worthless.
You drink a six-pack, you catch a little buzz.
Because all you do is get fat, because you have to keep ordering fries.
Fuck.
I was just tossing them in the garbage. What, Ape? What'd you say? Ape's here. What'd you say?
She's here, and she...
What'd you say?
She's like,
what'd you say? I want to know what you said.
No, I said the Amish can actually have a phone that they can call out on, but they cannot answer it. They can call you back.
They can call you back, but they can't answer. Dude, what the fuck? Answer the fucking phone.
That's how they do
business. That's how they do business.
Well, you know how else they could do business? Buy a fucking car, and you'll get there in 20 minutes rather than 2 hours, you worthless pieces of shit.
Their phones are
and they all smell like possum and shit. Dude, I remember I went to an Amish place. They were cooking possum soup when Ape was trying to buy an Amish quilt. I had nightmares for years.
Guess what your wedding gift's going to be?
What?
The Amish quilt.
Oh, God.
Dude, they probably still
have
those.
Dude, you still have that piece of shit? Dude, throw that thing in the garbage. Amish people are worthless.
Dude, no. Not only if they have phones, I bet their phones are like the ones that you hit.
Like a rotary phone.
Oh, dude, it's so
bad. They have a phone booth across the street.
Are you?
They're not supposed to use it.
They have a phone booth across. Like, they have to cross the street and put a quarter in. Do they even? Are they allowed to use currency?
They're not supposed to use anything electromagnetical.
No, but they are allowed. They are actually allowed to have phone booths across the street that they can call out on, but they can't answer.
And that is fucking stupid.
And their kids are allowed to buy big bags from the
Pegasus for their hoedown. It's so stupid. You know what the stupidest thing about Amish people are? They don't fuck for the pleasure. They fuck to reproduce. Like, they don't want to enjoy it. Yeah. No wonder all those Amish bitches are all minging, dude. Them bitches are so haggard.
Brother Malachi!
God damn it. Do they even, are they allowed to listen to music?
Probably not. They probably just do this.
It probably has to be, like, acoustic only.
Yeah, no, it's
acoustic.
Just those long saws. They bend them, and they're like, where, where, where. That's their music.
Amish people rape their sisters?
No, they don't.
Dude, that's what Ape says.
That's fucking... They should just...
You saw it on a 2020?
Well, the thing is, if anything bad happens, they can't call the
Amish
cops
people
or
are
getting
fucking
or nothing like that.
So. God, Mormons are even worse. I don't know which is worse.
Well,
dude. Mormons suck so bad. Utah just pisses me off altogether because I flew in from Bangkok, Thailand with a broken Lambo. All I wanted to do was sip on a beer. Now, here I am with some 3%. It's worthless. It's like drinking the O'Doul's pretty much.
It might be 2%.
It's terrible, man. They ruined that whole state.
Luckily, my buddy Brian Myers lives there because he likes it for the snowboarding, and he took me to a hidden bar that sells real beer. Like, usually, like, it's cool to find, like, an after-hours club. Like, dude, I knew this after-hours club. Like, they serve beer at 4 in the morning. Like, no. He just knew a secret place that served real beer. That's why Brian was cool.
Our friend Buddy Bill had told me about driving when he was living in Utah. He drove over 6 hours in one day, 3 hours each way, just to get a couple six-packs.
Oh, my God.
Because you had to drive out of state lines. The state's giant.
Yeah, the whole state has that law. Oh, man.
Why would you deprive yourself from porn? What the fuck is wrong with porn, dude? Like, if you're a dude, you'd like to see a naked chick. Surf the internet, rent a porn, get a DVD, get a magazine, whatever. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not hurting anybody.
Babe, you got that deck
porno.
Of three-way.
You had the deck of cards he has.
You got that deck of three-way cards out there. You could sell those for like $10 a card.
Do we have any Mormon or Amish on the line yet, Tom? Or are they all worthless?
Come on, Mormons.
Fucking worthless.
If you're from Utah, call the fucking
anyone. Oh, you know what's pretty bad about Mormons? They would always be at school like 3 hours early before we'd get there at East.
Because they have nothing better to do.
They had to go and do,
sticks together and
do
shit
for like 3 hours before school and then fucking go to school.
I know. So I remember we did this Pennsylvania article. This Pennsylvania article.
Oh, and the girl, was giving you the hex?
Yeah, she's looking at me like, give me the hex.
It was an Amish girl. Yeah, she must have been seven.
She was so fucking pissed off because I just want to get like a nice...
Dude, it was like all these Amish kids playing. They're all 7 years old. There was like 20 of them, and there's just one girl in the middle with like this Amish dress on, just staring the camera down, giving it a hex.
Holy shit! She got Blair Witch.
It was the cover of the Transworld Pennsylvania article.
Intro, and not on the cover. It's the intro. I have that. I gotta try to post that. I gotta try to find it, scan it. Oh, speaking of, we should plug your shit now because it's getting updated like crazy.
I don't want to plug my shit. I want to get it out of my system, dude. It's fucking disgusting.
Unplug your shit.
Do you plug your shit, Goose? Is that why you gained 10 pounds in 10 days?
It's a busy smoking cigarette.
Dude, I've been drinking 7 days straight and smoking, and I don't smoke.
Why don't you tap onto the Wawa Hoagies every night, too?
And the Wawa Hoagies. You know when you get drunk, you're a victim of fucking food just because you just, well, maybe a lot of people are.
G so, ran up the flight of my stairs, and he was seriously at the top, like...
No, after today, I'm not drinking for, like, a long time.
Yeah, right.
Whatever, that's what everybody says.
Our friend Deanna's in town from North Carolina, and, like...
That's a perfectly good reason to drink.
Exactly, that's why I'm drinking.
She's got the best ass on
the
marina.
Tomorrow?
She leaves tomorrow, then that's why I stop. So, there you go. Deanna Clazzo, God bless her.
She could win the Iraq War just with her ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dunn. I see Dunn in the mix.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we were just talking about how worthless Mormon and Amish are.
Should we say this is
Here, steal that.
the Gumball 2.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Special. And if you want to see updates...
I bought it at but it's stuck in the Lambo, so it's getting shipped here anyway.
I'm just going to plug it.
I'll play it, definitely.
Bam's website gets updated now.
So. She updates my website, so you can actually see stuff that's going on, and it's not a year backed up behind. Yeah. If you looked at the schedule a month ago, it was just like, Bam's schedule, 2004.
Yeah, May 2004.
Starting a new show called Viva La Bam.
No, it was May 2004, starting kissing Bam's ass.
Just it's bammargera.com/schedule, and I'll just be updated. Shit on that. And
give me a link.
I was just telling everybody how we flew in from Bangkok with two layovers, and then was all we needed to
do when we
get to Utah was have a nice ice cold beer, but it's 3%. You have to order fries and chips every time. So annoying.
Goddamn Mormons.
Dude, seriously, I want a Mormon to call because you're going to get reamed, dude. I have everything to say to you, and your religion is wrong.
You're going to give me half the alcohol and a beer and make me eat a bag of chips with
it. I know. What the fuck is that?
Jesus. Wait a minute. I can have 19 husbands, but you can't drink.
Oh, my God. Fuck? It drives me nuts. I'm devoting this song to you. Shiny toy guns. And I want to aim them all at Mormons and Amish because they all fucking suck. And this is called You Are the One, Radio Bam, Sears 28, Faction, Fuck Amish.
Mind.
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah. You're fucking kidding me. You can't say that. I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Mormon waiting on the phone, and I cannot wait to talk to him. Punch me into any Mormon, dude. I need to talk to them. I need to understand this shit.
How do you know he's Mormon for sure? Or
well,
she?
I guess we'll find out. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo. Yo. Are you from Utah?
I'm not.
But you're a Mormon?
I am.
Where are you from? What are you thinking?
I'm from San Francisco. Hey, man, I didn't pick the Mormon. I didn't pick the religion. I was born into it.
Oh, you don't want to be a Mormon?
No, I've been not Mormon for about since I was 16. But it tell me, man, I understand what you're talking about. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, dude, help me understand. Like, do your parents still are they still Mormon?
Yeah, they're still into it.
Like, what are they, does he have multiple wives?
See, that's a big misunderstanding, and it fucking pisses me off when everybody says that. It pisses me off.
Tell me about it.
Okay, they stopped doing that when it became illegal. Like, they used to do it back in the days, like way back when, but when
not
that
anymore.
Shit became illegal, they stopped doing that.
When did it become illegal?
I don't know, back to fucking pilgrim days, who knows.
I think it was like
really?
1990, 1910.
You don't believe that some people in Salt Lake still actively pursue that part of the religion?
Dude, if they don't drink beer, they ain't gonna have 15 wives.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You know?
And what's wrong with watching porn, man?
Hey, I watch porn all the time, but I don't know. They don't fucking like that shit. I don't know what it is. I like this Mormon guy. They don't want you dating until you're 16. They don't want you having any sexual thoughts.
How can they control your thoughts?
I know. How can they control your thoughts? That's how problems go wrong. Like, if you tell a kid not to cross the street, they're going to cross the street.
Right now, I'm thinking about dudes fucking. I'm not even gay. How are you going to control that?
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Casey. I'm from, like, the San Francisco area. I'm in Marin City.
Okay, Casey, listen, when I went to high school, these Mormon kids, I never knew them, but there's a couple, and they'd have to show up at, like, 5:30 in the morning,
yeah.
And, like...
Seminary.
What is it?
A preliminary?
Seminary. It's called seminary, and you go to school. It's an hour before school, and you go up and you show up, and it's just pretty much like, it's to get your mindset so, like, you have a nice day and to, like, keep your mind on Jesus, supposedly, and I fucking
do that shit all the time. Do they sneak in homework, like, so you have to have homework for...
No, it's not a class. You go like, I guess some states, because my buddy that I grew up with, he lives in Arizona, and they actually have a period. Like, their first period in high school is actually seminary.
So you have
but
to
where
sit,
I, where
you
I grew
sit
up,
and try and think about Jesus?
No, they just talk about it. It's just like going to church. But
why don't they just have you drink a lot? Because that's the only time I think about Jesus is when I'm fucking puking into a toilet praying to God that I never have to do this again. Other than that, I never think about the dude.
Yeah,
drink up. Get religious.
I would go like the first week, and then it was just way too early for my ass, and I stopped. And then by the time I turned 16, I was just like, fuck this shit.
I would say fuck this shit at 12, man. That sounds like a nightmare. Waking up earlier than everybody else, like...
Honestly, I say
if you're Mormon, embrace it and go get yourself some women. Get a baker's dozen.
That's the best part.
Honestly,
I mean, if
when
you're
going to
go that route, just do it.
When
I was 11 years old, me and my fucking friend would ditch church and sit out in his van and eat cereal and listen to the radio.
And listening to the radio.
11 years old.
If you got caught listening to the radio by your parents, would you be grounded for months?
Definitely.
You're listening to AM radio. What are you thinking? Get in there. Oh my God. He was listening to the football.
No, I thought he was going to say sneaking out smoking cigarettes or something.
I know. I thought you were going to say like smoking or drinking or just yell going out in the woods and yelling the F word or something.
So what is at 11? I was doing Quaaludes.
Honestly, it's like, yeah, the Mormon religion has a lot of restrictions, but it's not nearly as bad as other religions out there. I mean, Amish people, come on. I mean, you can't even get close to them.
Dude,
yeah.
My next-door neighbors are Amish. Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, I could drive 10 minutes and find an Amish buggy. Dude,
but Lancaster, they got caught doing so much blow out in the freaking hood.
Dude, there's so many news articles of Amish people just getting caught doing blow and shit.
Right, they were selling.
All right, now that you know this, man, would you rather be Amish or Mormon?
Oh, man. I'd rather be Mormon.
The Amish were making meth and coke and then selling to people in Philly, and all I'm thinking about is, man, you really are up for some money if you take a buggy all the way to Philly from here. That's like a day-long
You're
trek.
You're never going
to
get pulled over.
You know, you got to be stressed the whole time. You know, if you have, like, a little bit of weed in your glove compartment, you drive 5 minutes, you freak out. They're in a buggy
I'd rather be
hours.
Mormon. Because, I mean, being Amish is just fucking retarded.
Yeah, but if you're Amish, then you have the hopes that Harrison Ford one day will show up and kick some fucking ass.
You guys know where Lancaster is, right?
Oh, yeah, we live fucking 30 minutes away.
Yeah, my sister-in-law grew up in Lancaster, and we went down to visit them for their wedding, like, I don't know, a couple years back, and I couldn't fucking believe it. I'd never seen, like, an Amish person in my life, and when I saw them, I started busting up.
Oh,
fucking
dude,
kids are just sitting out in their front yard playing, like, stick and ball and shit.
Yeah,
and
but
just,
I used to have Amish... I had Amish that lived next door to me when I lived in Ohio, and they used to come over and play in television with me when I was a kid. So it's all pretty much a scam. We'd have to drive them into town all the time. So, I mean, they just can't buy the shit, but they can indulge.
They can do everything. They just don't want to spend the money to get it.
Yeah. You guys, if you come down to San Francisco, you should look me up, and I'll show you how to party with a fucking normal Mormon.
With a normal Mormon?
It's just Utah Mormons that are fucking crazy. They're the ones that are all fucking nuts, you know?
Yo, have you heard of the Aquabats?
I have not.
Shipbird is
They're all Mormon. They're like this weird Mormon band, but they're pretty
good. Wait. Shipbird, what do you think about Mormons? What would you rather be?
Hey, it was good talking to you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Right, I'm gonna play a song. Okay. I'm gonna play Kill Hannah, and this song's called From Now On. And then we're going to talk some more about Mormons and Amish.
Isn't that from the album?
Shipper, get that Amish song ready that Tico did. But for right now, we're here in Kilana. This is Radio Bam Street, Footy and Faction. Get it.
Did I hear it?
right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
That's what we found in Don Vito's ass. This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Ape.
What?
Do you like or hate Amish people?
Well, I like Amish people.
Why? They're worthless.
Because I hate to tell you, honey, but you're part Amish.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
in your
mind.
What?
Well,
I am. What part of my body is Amish? I'm cutting it off right now.
Your grandmother. your grandmother is part Amish.
Is my dick Amish, dude? I'm cutting it off.
Your dick
Stop
is
it.
Part Amish.
Missing I'm gonna have. Bums. I'm gonna have.
Your Miss, dick is
you,
fucking around with a window.
Actually, they are very good people.
Bam's gonna be wearing a
good
strap
people,
on.
Good people, smooth people. How come every fucking Lancaster?
People.
How come in every Lancaster Times it says, "Coke dealer gets busted," but we find out it's Jebediah from Amish land?
Yeah, hey, everybody's gonna have somebody who's doing something wrong. But you know what? They're hardworking people.
Yeah, they fuck their sisters.
Oh.
If you cut your dick off,
you're going to have bad stuff everywhere.
Would you wear
it? Who doesn't?
If you cut your dick off, would you wear a strap on from then on?
Yeah, but don't, when they're like 13, aren't they like forced to go in a cave and play Xbox and decide if they want to like the Amish to
play
Xbox?
It's called Devil's Playground. I bought it. I want to watch it.
I love the way Deco. I love the way you think.
Play Xbox. Yeah, it's an old ancient tradition of the Amish people. They always go 13 years old to go and play Xbox. It dates back many, many years.
In the meditation
cave. So, Abe, what do you have in your hands?
I have an article from the Daily Local that came out.
Is it brand new?
It's brand new, and I kind of don't get it, though.
Well, let's see if everybody, let's have everybody listen and see if we could understand.
Okay, this is by Michael Relihan from the, I guess he writes for the Daily Local. But it's called Of Bam, Babe, and Wait Wheat. Before there was Bam, there was the Bambino. Mr. Margera of Westchester, star of his own reality television series on MTV, may own his nickname to Mr. George Herman Babe Ruth, late to Baltimore, Boston, and New York City. Back before there was a cult of celebrity in America, there was a cult of Americans who fed off the celebrity of baseball's greatest player, instantly known as the Babe. There's been much talk lately about the Babe, what with Barry Bonds making
Boring.
His way up to... Well, I told
go
you...
Ahead,
it was,
go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah.
Making his way up the home run ladder toward Babe Ruth's 714 mark. All that chatter pleases me no end because I love Babe Ruth and I love hearing stories about him, and of course because of the connection he has with Chester County. I first learned that that connection when I read Robert Creamer's marvelous 1974 biography, Babe the Legend Comes to Life. God. Creamer digs past the old chestnuts about Ruth and his love of hot dogs and his orphanage background and,
is he talking to
and his called shot home run against the Cubs and weaves against some wonderful little known tale about Ruth into the mix. One that caught my attention concerned Ruth weaving mad trip in July of 1920, just after he had joined the New York Yankees.
I'm in space right now.
I told you. He put his young wife, yellow fellow players, and an older coach in the passenger seats of a four-door touring sedan and set out from Washington, where the Yankees had played, back to New York. Now, remember...
They printed this! Keep going!
By the time the crew passed into Pennsylvania, one can assume that Ruth's blood alcohol level was something like 6.022 times 10 to 23rd, it says.
And so when he tried
to turn round a curve in the road outside Wawa, Creamer said... Ruth flipped the car and sent everyone sprawling. No one was seriously hurt. The newspapers got it wrong anyhow. Report in Chester County, the Babe continued his marvelous 1920 series, or season, pardon me. But it got me thinking, driving north from Baltimore to Wawa, he must have driven through southern Chester County. The thought of Ruth tooling up Route 1 in the middle of the night, drunk behind the wheel while mushroom farmers were asleep in their beds, filled me with a glimpse of how close you can be to history without even knowing it. I read elsewhere that later in life, Ruth attended a street fair in Kennett Square, hosted by Herb Pennock, his Yankees teammate, and a native mushroom country. After dinner, Ruth and his teammates began winning prizes at one of those booths where you knock down all the milk bottles with a light baseball. It was a piece of cake for the crew, even throwing curved balls. But one of the players found the next morning that his arm had swollen three times its normal size, the fault of lightweight balls and throwing curves. The teammate's name? Why? Wait, Hoyt. Of course, Hoyt's place. post-baseball career. Why? Cincinnati Reds radio announcer, of course. Hoyt's biggest fan. Why me? Of course. Get the connection, Bam. I don't.
I don't either. You know why no one gets it? Did anybody get
it? I warned
you. That guy was huffing glue.
I don't get it. Does anybody get it?
No. I don't understand.
I can't believe I just went through that.
I'm sorry. Okay. It was an assault. He made me do it.
The whole town of Philadelphia had to go through it, too, because it was in the fucking newspaper. Somebody printed those words.
I read it four times, and I still don't get it.
Does that have anything to do with you?
No. Like, maybe we're either...
Sports?
Maybe he's on some new level, and he's, like, super intelligent or something.
He's either your biggest fan, or he's cutting you up.
Or he's on
LSD.
He's on LSD.
It could be written in Russian or Greek or...
And it was.
Fucking, it could be written in Thai lettering, and I would have understood it more.
Did you hear about Family Guy?
No.
Yeah, did you hear about Family Guy?
Oh, my God, it's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
All right, the last episode of Family Guy, Stewie's just sitting there, and he falls asleep and goes into a dream sequence, and you just see him show up, and he's standing in front of a door, and he's like... I'm Stewo.
Oh,
today,
yeah,
I feel like beating the crap out of my dad
all day long.
And he walks in. It is to a T the footage of you beating up Phil in the bathroom.
Ripping his shirt off
They got the plant in front of the camera and everything. And you just walk in.
Yeah.
And then Peter, the father and family guys, after Stewie rips his shirt off and beats him, Peter just picks up the newspaper. Jeez. What's gotten into you? Everybody's gone nuts around here. Crazy, Stewo.
Hey, Bam.
You're crazy.
Jesse T voted for you.
It's hysterical.
No, I saw
dude,
that
to
live.
A T. Dude, to
so
a T.
Bad.
It's
There's
you
a
and
plant
Phil.
In the front.
There's a plant in front of the... Dude. Remember where we put the camera down? The plant was right in front of the lens? They drew that in. It was to a T.
Oh, do you get paid for that? Like, you should get a cut of
it. No, come on. Jesus Christ.
Hey, man. I don't know.
I'm suing. I want another.
I want more money.
I want more money.
Speaking of
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of Lamborghinis, this motherfucker just bought a new one.
Oh my God.
And it's sick looking.
It is.
It's blue.
It is pretty nice. I saw
it. The day it shows up, the day I leave the California.
Gee, when we're done with the show, you can go beat off on it. Continue. Next subject.
Lamborghini Murciago blue.
Now, can I have my 5 seconds?
Yes, please.
The reason that I'm here. No, but I didn't want that 5 seconds. I want this 5 seconds. Because I've been waiting 40 television shows, 2 movies. To say this to you guys, and it's made me drive out here in the pouring rain. Let me tell you something.
Are you drunk now?
No, I'm not, and I totally don't need to be. Wait.
Yeah, she's
what, you are.
No. I had 2 sips of beer, but here's what I'm saying.
She's whistling Dixie.
Oh, I'm not whistling Dixie. You guys get in that Lamborghini, you ship that son of a bitch all the way to London, you drive around the world, you call me outside of Bangkok, tell me, the car's broken down, I'm bailing because we're eating crickets with the locals, and blah, 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 blah,
You're
blah.
You're looking at me?
And it's so horrible, and the car is jacked, and somebody took the car and did donuts, and I'm going to go to India because I don't know. So you go to Salt Lake City, and you guys powered out with no reverse, no first, no second, all the way to Las Vegas. Then you're trying to find some car dealer there who will help you out, but nobody can help you out. So
they
you
gave
powered
us reverse back.
Okay, well.
Temporarily.
Well, okay, so you power it out. You bring the car to Los Angeles. You turn it into the Beverly Hills car dealership. Right?
Right.
He takes a look at it. Now, you guys have driven the wheels off. 3,000 miles. There's no tire left. Congratulations. That's what's wrong with the car. But.
More than that.
Oh, guess what's wrong with the car? We got the phone call of what's wrong with the Lamborghini.
What's wrong with it?
All you guys needed to do was shut the fucking truck.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're wrong.
Call that guy.
You're wrong.
I got his number. Here
it
is.
That guy is wrong.
There it is.
That guy is
wrong. All you had to do was shut.
In the fucking first gear or.
All you had to do was shut the trunk.
April. Trust me. That's not what's wrong.
I'm telling you. Shut
I'm
the
telling
truck.
You no.
That's what he told me.
April.
That's what he told me.
April.
Get that guy on the.
There's photos of the car smoking on the airplane.
April. I'm telling you right now. That's what's wrong. That guy is lying flat to your face. Because that's not what's wrong.
That dude's on LSD.
Anybody who's listening knows anything about cars knows that a trunk is not going to affect the goddamn transmission.
Transmission. So every time it would downshift, it would be like, and then it would get, like,
not
the car is fucked.
It's not the clutch.
It is the clutch.
It is the fucking clutch.
It's not the clutch.
I guarantee you it is. I assure you it is.
April,
I promise you it is.
Everything you described is a typical road trip with Ryan Dunn. I'm used to it. Yeah. He still gets there.
It's a hydraulic clutch.
No, April, there's a problem with the trunk, but that has nothing to do with the transmission. I assure you.
For sure.
The car is fucking, like, if you hear the gears, you'll know that it's fucking fucked. Trust me.
They said that there was a problem with the trunk.
No, there is a problem with the trunk, but that has nothing
to do with the Towers of London ready to go.
There's a problem with the trunk, but it has nothing to do with the transmission. I assure you that much.
Fucking
I assure you that much.
But you left the trunk open and ruined the engine.
Hey, Tom, do you have that Towers of
London? My oil's low. Must be the trunk.
They call...
Must be the trunk. I'll buy a new Lamborghini. Fuck it. Right?
They called and said that, and we just stared at each other.
This Towers of London Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Hey, that London is where it started.
kids. Holy Lord, Godfather. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner. Turn it on. On Sirius 28 Faction.
Let me draw one. Let me draw one.
Yeah, we're live.
Hey, we're on the air, assholes.
Yeah.
Look yeah. alive.
We're live.
We're on the air, dickhead.
Hi, this is Ben Margera show. You know how it is. You know, we stay live. We stay local. We want to keep this shit how it is. It don't matter if your trunk's popped or wide open. It's still going to be the same way. It's easy. Easy come, easy go. I'll eat a scorpion. I'll eat a jackrabbit. You know how I do. I'm just trying to say, you know. My wheels might be polyurethane or my batteries might be lithium ion. Don't matter. Shit's death. It's untouchable. You know what I'm saying? Mormon or Irish? Mormon or Amish? Which one would you rather be? You want all your jawns being sucked off? Or you want shovel hay with a fork? Both is dope.
You know, both.
I'm just trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Alright, Radio Bam. We done. We out.
Would you believe that?
That was Deco.
April and I
that does not sound like him.
April's looking at me like, who the fuck is
it
that?
It sounded like a 50 Cent song. Like, all the songs were like,
Money,
for a second,
I had to keep looking at you to reassure that was you saying that. I'm like, what? Like,
you sound like Eminem after a second divorce.
Please do. Just give me like 30 more seconds of anything, please. I just want to hear it.
You know, it don't matter if you want to tell everybody what website you run. If you want to come look like Kano, Bam call you fat. Whether you skinny or fat, don't matter. You're still dope. I don't care if you wear briefs. Or the pants that are like pants for shorts. It's all good. You can hear us AM or FM to the stars, you know what I'm saying? Andromeda.
Andromeda.
You can see us under the sea, where the shelves shift. Shit's dope, like a giant squid. Enough ink for your ballpoint, bitch.
You know who he sounds like?
You just send him a buttery, please.
Do you know who
all those dudes from New York are always just like, damn, that shit is buttery, yo.
Buttery?
Buttery. Yeah.
Do you know who he sounds like? He sounds like a smart Mike Tyson.
Just buttery, yo.
He sounds like Eminem in a weird way.
Yeah, Eminem a bit. But Eminem mixed with Mike Tyson.
Ryan G website is like butter flavoring, but Ryan G himself is like buttery.
Yeah.
Ryan G is like update.com. He don't play with no net at all. Go up, Bam. Do what you do. Do that shit.
I'm playing one of the funniest prank calls of D. Camello.
Whoa, which one?
Dude, that's
so funny. Track 10.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let's talk to that fucker.
Hold on. Hey. Jesus, he's not a fucker.
The god of all radio just spoke to us. Hold on.
Yo, let's play track 10 real quick, and then we'll talk to the Beverly Hills guy.
Let's do it now.
Wait. I need to talk to him first.
Sorry.
Play the track.
Hey, how you doing there?
Okay.
We got an addition put on, and I'm looking for a vacuum that'll suck. You know, really get down and suck up the shit that's left over, like all the wood dust and stuff. You got anything that'll help me?
No.
A vacuum doesn't do that?
I said new one or used one you're looking for.
Oh, a new one. I thought you said no.
I said, do you want a new one or are you asking for what?
A new one.
Well, a new all-around would cost you $129.95.
Why am I looking to spend about $100?
Well, we have anywhere from $50 up to $100.
I mean, but is it really going to suck?
Why not?
It will pick up everything, right?
Yeah, but that wood dust, dry board.
I mean, I got like boards here.
Oh hell, boards!
Like big boards, like 2x4s and stuff laying around. Is it going to take them up?
Hell no!
It won't suck. Oh, yeah, it won't suck.
What are you talking about?
I thought you had that special those long vacuums.
What?
I thought you had those vacuums.
Well, they have only got a 2-inch hose on them.
I'll give you a 2-inch hose.
They have a 2-inch hose. What the hell's gonna go up that? I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna pick up two reports.
I don't wanna suck the hell out of it. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I never heard of picking up lumber with a vacuum cleaner.
That's why I'm asking you. And I vacuumed the backyard last week, and I took up some rocks. I took some rocks up I wasn't supposed to take. Because I usually vacuum before I cut the lawn. Very picky about it. Where my yellow lawn's going to look.
You
don't
have to go to somewhere different. Well, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
You want
to
get into it?
No! Hell no, I'm so damn busy with household stuff that that's all I want. I'm 85 years old. What the hell am I going to do?
85 years old. I'm 87 tomorrow.
You're full of shit.
Oh! I ain't full of nothing. I'm full of logs and lumber, I'll tell you that. You don't got nothing to... Hey, maybe we could make a vacuum in an old pickup truck, you think?
Hey.
We could suck it up like that?
No, hell no.
You don't think?
No.
Maybe I could get a whore to come over here and just suck up the mess.
Right.
You think that'll work?
I don't know. You're sounding simple to me. Who the hell are you?
I'm Billy Bob Bojack, all 4-in-1, like the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Okay.
All right? Well, I'll try to get someone else to come over here and suck me off then, okay?
Right.
Okay, see ya.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's so long ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
sorry, I haven't heard that in so long.
How old were you?
Oh, God, I don't know.
16, right? 17?
Probably 18.
Yeah, like no. 16. Right?
Dude, we were like, I was definitely 16.
You might not even have been 16.
Yeah, I don't think you were 16 at the time.
That guy sounded like a white Bill Cosby. I think you were like 15. At the end.
Was that a guy or a lady?
It was a lady.
She sounded like that.
Yeah. I thought it was a guy.
No.
No, it's a lady.
It sounded
like
a
lady.
Old man. No, that throw mama from the train lady. Didn't it sound like
that? Come on. That was a lady.
So just so New York knows, we can't talk to Mr. Beverly Hills because of Lambo reasons and Gumball reasons and stuff like that. So,
I
don't know what that means.
Chico is having a good ass time. Yo, can you put this on the internet right now?
Oh, not now. I need a scanner.
Well, how long
what is
it? Take?
I'll do.
What are you talking about?
I'll take a digital
tonight.
Picture.
What the F is it?
We're drawing cock photos.
Take a look.
Well, explain it to me. I don't want to look. Eyes hurt.
You look.
Dico, explain it to Doug.
I'm looking at a vagina with balls. And they're dripping, and it looks like, I don't know.
Read the question. It
looks like my uncle said, would you rather be Amish or...
Amish.
Or Mormon. And the Mormon photo is a guy that looks like Deco with five dicks.
That guy's got a full head of hair. What are you talking about?
Now he's got a comb over. And then
I should get a comb.
One dick is done with. What happens?
Is he pouring out beer?
Yeah, he's pouring out
beer and holding the Bible.
It's 5:30
in the morning.
It's 5:30 a.m.
and he's getting all seven schwanzes sucked
yeah.
off.
Yeah, and then the one girl it seems.
How do you
to be
know
done.
It's 5:30 a.m.?
There's a clock. It's 5:30, and then I put a clock in the abandoned corner. There's no confusion.
Yeah, and why does the Amish guy have? Oh, he's got a pitchfork
and an Amish quilt.
Oh yeah, and a patchwork quilt
and one leg.
Why does he have one leg?
And so why is there a guy slurping up his nuts?
I don't know. It just wasn't so exciting with the quilt. I don't know how to draw Shoe Fly Pie or Route 30. I guess.
Shoe Fly Pie around
or Route 30.
Those were drawings that Deco has drawn, and they're pretty funny.
Thank you for that, G. We're all enlightened now.
Yeah.
No, Jesus, so some people probably don't
thank you
know.
For your 2 cents. You know what? Next time, just hold back, please.
Personally,
Sean, take a look at G, dude. He gained 10 pounds in 10 days.
Oh, because he drinks those friggin', like, you know...
Dude, he ran up the
cream,
stairs.
Delicious
no, he walked
day.
Up the stairs. Just those 12 stairs. And when he got to the top, you're like...
Did he take a breather? Did he ask for a Krispy Kreme when he got to the top?
I don't eat that shit.
Guarantee that.
If there was a Wawa hoagies out.
Wawa
hoagies. If there was a steak upstairs, you'd fucking walk up there, no problem.
I don't eat steak. I really don't.
Hey, Rake, did you check out those pictures?
No, you just eat bowls of icing.
Dude, I will fucking wrestle you and fuck your...
I don't look at that.
I gotta fight, for God's sakes. It's just a visual experience right now. You're husky and I'm not.
I'll fight you for the X5, buddy.
Alright.
Hey, Doug. Did you see those pictures that Deco was drawing?
I want to buy them. I want to buy them.
I personally...
Get out of here.
Let me fart on your hand. Wait, come on. G's trying to buy my car while we're on the radio.
It's Cody Score! I can't believe it! I'm over there! Right in his mouth! It's unbelievable, Gene. Have you ever seen anything?
That was so fucking disgusting.
It was clean. I burned clean, baby.
G, you can have the X5,
oh,
G.
Oh,
Crawford there, too. Let me give it another test drive.
I'm going to diesel.
You are, really?
Are you going to do that diesel deal?
Yeah, I'm going to get diesel. Screw this gas anymore.
What about the corn shit?
That corn shit will screw up.
Was it an M5 on the gumball with diesel?
No, it was just a 5 Series with a diesel engine doing 200 miles an hour. So I'm going to go with a BMW diesel.
There was an M5 on the gumball, though,
yeah,
right?
But there was a diesel 5 Series. The new BMW diesel is insane.
Really?
Better gas mileage, less cost for diesel.
You know how much it costs to fill up my truck? It's like $75.
Yeah, buy diesel.
It's ridiculous.
Man,
bam, diesel, how much is your H2 to fill up? Probably like 85, 90?
Oh, God.
That don't even
like
ask.
85.
I hate when people say that. Well, what if you have a thimble for a gas tank or like a tractor trailer for a gas tank? What relevance does it have how much it costs to fill up a tank?
All I know is that when we filled up the Lamborghini in England, it was 75 pounds, which means it's pretty much $110.
They go by the liters or quarts.
Oh my God.
All I know is 75 pounds, and it's usually... Yeah.
But
that's
$65.
How far does that take you?
Try to fill up your Hummer in England.
It all depends. Like dude, when he was going 160 the whole way, like we had to stop in an hour to refuel.
Did you guys talk about getting tickets? last show, did you guys talk about getting the tickets?
We got three. We paid our way out of.
Yeah, he's just throwing money out the window.
That's what you have to do with a go ball. You have to have cash ready to go because
some guy
don't have cash. You can't swipe your credit card.
Done. What country did you get tickets?
Austria.
Oh, who's got a backup? I need a change.
Austria, Germany.
Oh, come on. Stop in my face. Oh, you got busted.
No, Serbia.
Oh, you got busted right
now. No, you know the Gumball 2002, some dude did that. Like, the cops were after him, and he went in a small town, and he started throwing, like so many ones out of the earth.
Just some people getting his way?
People getting away, and the cops, like, get distracted and slow down, and he's out.
Was there any point where you were, like, on terrible roads, like in Bangkok with the dirt roads?
Bangkok
were
pretty bad. Yeah, Bangkok was pretty bad roads.
Oh, so
like
unpredictable.
With
like,
teeth.
I don't know why Max decided to go with that. Like, he drove that route from Phuket all the way to Bangkok and goes, yep, 6 hours of unpredictable hell. I'll do it.
Dude, yeah. Morocco was hell.
Dude, I can't believe
Morocco?
When we did Morocco in 2004...
Austria's
from,
nice.
From,
Austria's
from,
good roads.
No, from
Austria's great.
From Casablanca to Marrakech, it was just like a one-lane road, and that's where all the cars crashed. There was like five accidents on that.
Yeah,
get a beer.
Because I actually pictured you like right outside of Bangkok on dirt roads with chickens flying.
That's
what I mean?
Pretty much what it was. There were millipedes and crickets in Austria.
Were you really eating crickets? You didn't eat a cricket.
Eating crickets.
I had to eat crickets, and I felt bad. These people were buying us drinks.
You guys stayed
giving us drinks, and if I didn't eat the crickets, I'd probably be offended. You know, so I just decided to eat the crickets.
But you guys stayed at a pretty fucking ill resort in Phuket or fucking...
In Phuket, yeah. The resort was nice, but you gotta understand, you can't get away from the heat. Even if you get in the ocean, the ocean's like 90 degrees.
Dude, I saw a photo of your hands. Your hands were like fucking...
Oh, yeah, that was
dude,
a photo.
Dude,
you're
allergic to water.
Yeah, I'm allergic to water. Well, Rooftop took a photo of my hands and put them on some sort of my space somewhere.
Wait, did anyone see that David Blaine special?
Oh, God. Jesus, next question.
Yeah. Not to change the subject or anything, but let's just think. This guy. All right.
I want your hand this time. You know what game you're...
don't get it away from my face. Get it away. No.
How could you lean in like that?
Yo, some guy has a big fat mansion and a big fat house, and he's ordering lobster right now, living it the fuck up, and he's going to be living it up for the rest of his life, all because... of this, right here. Let's just hear it for 10 seconds.
What, this song?
Yeah.
What?
Can you play it, please?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Achy, breaky, fucking
Billy
heart.
Ray's not, hey, he's got a television show on called Doc. Yo,
this STLV-wearing motherfucker has a big fat house because he replayed a song that has already been written by somebody else, and he changed the words aching, breaking to achy, breaky. And now he has a fucking... mansion in the hills and with sounds, nice cars.
It
you're
sounds killing, like Matt Cole singing it. So
you're killing
bad.
Me. This isn't Billy Ray singing this.
It's Matt Cole.
This is the original version.
It's Cole. It does sound like Cole.
You don't understand, man. My whole family lives in the cornfields with trailer parks in Ohio. I had to listen to this for 3 years.
You loved it.
Dude.
I have nephews that were conceived to this song.
Obviously, he sold like 30 million copies. Like, a lot of people bought this.
Are you kidding? Everybody bought it. And there was a dance.
Yeah, listen to this ditty, man.
Just
hey, my brother's a good singer.
Just absorb this ditty.
Oh my God, it is your brother.
Kim, your brother listens to this shit.
Hey, Shipper, sing along.
Sing it, Shipper.
Here we go.
Turn. Sing it.
I don't know the words, but I'll tell you. I don't even know the words. Well, I want a big mansion. I can smack some hoes in it. And I got to get a truck and rolling on it. I said, hey, yeah, give me Bush beer. And I'll eat your pussy all day long. I don't even know, but I gotta blow your hole. And I don't know what's going on here. Yeah. I ain't go, Bam.
Sing it.
I ain't get breaky hard. Sons don't seem to understand you.
He knows it.
I ain't get breaky hard. And there's a little up and down.
Your last words were
meow. All right, that's enough for Billy Ray.
I was darn good.
Oh my, that wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus, was it?
You just mailed him a check by playing that.
No, because he said achy breaky. That's how you know.
Does he get paid for that? Like, just
I'm sure the guy who wrote the song must be super rich too.
Dude, if I had a double wide, I'd be fucking.
Remember how many copies he sold in like 95 on that song?
You fucked up by like 10 years. How do you remember that? You were like 11 in 95.
It was everywhere.
I remember how fucking huge it was.
It was everywhere.
And it's the most shitty song in the world.
No, you're
everywhere.
How old were you in 95? 16?
Picture of him in
15?
A hobbit hole.
I don't know.
Don't my achy breaky. He changed a Y. Like, he put a Y, achy breaky, instead of aching breaking, and then sold millions, but the other one didn't, you know? Like the aching breaking one didn't do so well. Put a Y at the end, and then it became a big, huge hit. That just goes to show how America is so worthless.
I can't believe you just put me through that.
You probably loved it, John, secretly.
I bet
you have the album at your
house. No. Everybody knows I love country. I love folk music. I love honky-tonk. But that shit ain't good.
Remember the honky tonk man in WWF?
The honky tonk man.
He was awesome. He smashed that guitar.
The honky tonk man.
He'd bring that guitar and do that, the 1, 2, 3, and then DDT you.
I never watched WWF.
But he would get you in a headlock, bent over, and then go like, he'd shake his hip, and bam, fucking drop your head.
Jesus.
He was so out of shape. All the other wrestlers were huge. Just some beer swilling. He was awesome, though. I love him. Let's go get some Johnny Cakes. Who wants it? Some Johnny Cakes?
I think it's time to go. So I'm going to end this show here with saying F the Amish and F the Mormons. They both suck, but I think the Amish are worse because I got to live next to them. So I'm going to end this with the Screppers. And the Scrappers are actually from Finland. They used to produce hymns albums back in the day. But this is like his jokey band. And the cover of the album.
Yep. Amish man.
You just have to see. It's called Pain in the Right Place.
That looks crazy.
But I'm going to play it. I'll be someone else tonight.
No, that's not a
pussy. No, that's the whole... You have to see the cover.
I'm out of this crazy place.
I'm getting out of here.
April, make
let's go
money.
Ride four
Radio
wheelers.
Radio Bam Series 28 Facts into the Screppers, Finland.
Kano wins.
Love is a deeply programmed. Plastic bodies are screaming. Robots are singing in the morning song. I got building. I fall alone again.
band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.